Good evening, everyone. This is the Pacifica National Board of Finance Committee meeting of November 4th, 2015. My name is Brian Edwards Tiegert. Ask our Secretary R. Paul Martin to please call the roll.
Okay, Lydia Brazon. Adriana Kasanov.
Here.
Bill Crozier.
Here.
Brian Edwards Tiegert.
Here.
R. Paul Martin here. Tony Norman.
Tony Norman here. Lydia said she probably wouldn't be able to make the...
Yeah. Michael Novick.
Cool.
Present.
Serene Roberts.
Present.
Nancy Sorden. Barbara Whipperman. Nancy
here.
Is off getting Efren, I think. Okay, that's on the... That's 8. We have a quorum.
Thank you, R. Paul. I sent out a draft agenda for tonight's meeting. In order, the items are agenda approval, minutes approval, budget review and approval, starting with the Pacifica National Office budget second review, then the WBAI budget, that would be a third review, KPFT budget, third review, then a check-in regarding fall fund drive results, then item on cash flow and liquidity, finally scheduling of upcoming meetings before we adjourn at a time certain of 10:30 Eastern. Do I have a motion to approve that agenda?
So moved.
So moved.
So moved.
Does anyone wish to propose any amendments to the agenda? Hearing no amendments, does anyone object to the agenda? Hearing none, the agenda is now approved. We're on to minutes approval. Paul, what do we have pending?
We have still the postponed minutes. We have the postponed
September 22nd, 2015.
Yeah.
These were postponed to this meeting?
Yep.
So, they're now in order. Does anyone wish to propose any changes to the minutes of September 22nd, 2015? Does anyone object to the minutes of September 22nd, 2015? Hearing no objection, those minutes are now approved. No further minutes, R. Paul?
No, that's it for now.
Okay, thank you. We're on to budget review and approval. The Pacifica National Office budget, what we have is unchanged since what we looked at last time, but since we only received it shortly before the meeting last time, I was not prepared to ask this committee for a vote. I will take us back for discussion. We've got 15 minutes on this agenda item, and then we should reach some kind of resolution, either specifying what further work we think it needs or kicking it upstairs to the National Board to approve. Who would like to be on stack?
I have a quick question. Would you please repeat which consideration this is? Is this the second time we've looked at it? Or?
Yes. Although you weren't here for the first time, Barbara.
That's right, and that's the one you were just talking about, that you really didn't get much time with it. Is that correct?
Or before our last meeting, we didn't get much time with it.
Mm-hmm. And when we get to WBAI, that'll be the third?
The second.
The second, okay.
I'll take a stack on the National Office budget.
Who's Bill?
I've got Bill. Who else?
Adriana?
Go ahead, Bill. Gotcha, Adriana. Go ahead, Bill.
Well, I entered this in the National Office, but I guess they need a contingency plan if some of the stations can't pay central services because they're already cutting it really close, and I think the WBI budget that we've looked at so far and we're going to look at again looks like they may have trouble with central services, and I assume WPFW and KPFK might also. So does it seem reasonable to ask them to come up with some sort of contingency plan? I don't know what it would be, but I think they need to think about that pretty quickly.
Yeah, I think given the numbers we got from WPFW's fund drive last meeting, that's a certainty, not a possibility.
It should be the station providing a contingency plan, but the National Office may need one also.
Yeah. Bill, do you want to put that in the form of language that we can vote on? I'll come back to you when you've got it ready.
Well, I can give it to you now, but I move that the national office prepare a contingency plan for the event of any stations not providing social service payments per their budget.
Okay, can you send that out in writing?
Okay, yeah.
And if it's all right with you, I think we might be bundling several things into one motion. Can we hold it in abeyance till we run the stack for a couple minutes?
Okay, sure.
Okay. Audrey Allen?
Yes. I'm trying to check here because I see, for example, that some things are not, I can see Democracy Now have CEO. I want to know what Efren would say about that, because I think that we are kind of too close with the numbers, and I don't know how would we prepare for expenses that we should have, and we don't have budget even here.
Anyone else to stack on the national budget?
Our Paul, a little bit. Hold on a second. I'm trying to format.
You want a little bit of the stack, our Paul?
Yeah, I want a little bit of stack. Give me some stack. one second. I'm moving a figure from one thing to the other, and if I talk, I'll blow it. Okay. I had a couple of questions, and in here somewhere. Okay. Well, all right. I have, I had some questions, and I appear to have blown them out of existence here or something. Basically, I can remember what I was going to ask. There's a going right into the NO here. The bottom line is that they're projecting to come out at the end of FY16 about 461 in the black as of Bill
830. Well, that's before paying down debt.
Yeah, okay. I'm yeah.
So the budget has an operating surplus of 461,000.
Yeah.
It includes $336,100 in debt payments, all of which I believe are pursuant to settlement agreements.
Yes.
So they are inflexible. And a $50,000 capital expenditure on a software upgrade for Great Plains, which leaves them with a nominal cash surplus for the year of $83,000.
Right. Now, as I'm looking at it, it also is, I mean, this relates to what else we're talking about here. It also relates to, has WBAI down for $202,000 in central services payments. And I just wanted to note that, if we look at history and we look at current situations, some of which we'll talk about later, I think, I think that if we look at just that one central services payment and the bottom line of 83 for the national office, I think right there alone we have a big probability of a deficit. So this relates to what everybody else is saying, but yeah, I mean those two things right there will show that the plan is not going to go well before it's even started. So I just wanted to note that. And if I can find my notes, I will bring up the other stuff I had. All right, enough for now.
Okay. Other discussion on the National Office budget? So I am checking the pension figures that I sent out. I'm not clear where we legally stand, but I just want to clarify for everybody. In 2012 and 2013, Pacifica did not make contributions to one of its retirement plans, which is a profit-sharing plan, that were required. Now, under the terms of the plan itself, contributions are optional, but under the terms of four union contracts in the network, those contributions are all mandatory. And I believe, under federal law, under ERISA, you can't contribute for some employees and not others. There's non-discrimination rules. And further compounding the problem, you also can't go back in time and contribute for past years after the deadline has elapsed. So the only place that a union has pressed this as an issue so far is KPFK, where the past 2 years have been paid off. Pacifica paid into an escrow account from which presumably the union will make cash distribution to its members. The staff of the national office are not covered by a union contract. It's unclear to me what Pacifica's legal obligation is to them, but if it were to make back payments for the pension contributions it should have made in those 2 years to everybody who was employed at that time, it would be just over $14,000, and that is not in this budget yet. Anybody else on the national office budget?
Paul, I found that my notes were in front of me all the time. What is the situation where I'm looking here? Okay, into that. Okay, pardon me as I balance these spreadsheets. FSRN, what's the status of that in the national office accounts? It looks like there are regular payments going in there, but of course we're not getting the CPB grant money to do FSRN, so I'm wondering...
Can you reference a line number, please?
Yeah, let me get back to there. It is... Okay, where is that? 1 second, I've got to use two fingers. Okay, it's line row 149 in the FY 2016 cash flow forecast. It just went backwards. Okay, cash flow forecast. It's general ledger 6694. It's line 149, and they had something, okay, not in this line.
Change to zero in the number.
Yeah, zero in that one. Okay, somewhere in here I found some regular FSRN. I found some regular FSRN numbers month after month that looked like it's still being paid, and I was...
Only through 2014.
Okay. All right, so it is not for the... All right, so I was looking at something old. It was just...
Well, I mean, FSRN is a big chunk of that, those debt payments.
Okay, so,
cash out, but that's
so
money
that
owed from previous years, and that's a settlement agreement.
All right, I was wondering that. That answers that. Thank you.
Okay, we're 2 minutes away. And here's the language we have. From Crozier, that the Pacifica National Office prepare a contingency plan for the event of stations not paying central services per their budgets. And what I had put on the agenda, the National Office shall adjust its budget's cash flow to show the payment of past due pension contributions to current and former National Office employees. So if I take a little wordsmithing liberty, the motion would be the National Finance Committee recommends approval of the Pacifica National Office budget with the following provisos. One, the National Office shall adjust its budget's cash flow to show the repayment of past due pension contributions to current and former National Office employees. Two, the Pacifica National Office shall prepare a contingency plan for the event of stations not paying central services per their budgets. Does that work for you, Bill?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, you haven't sent that in writing yet, right? Bill, I have.
My language is in the agenda.
Oh, okay. I'll go to the agenda for it. All right, let's see. Agenda. Okay, the National Office. All right, copy that. So I should concatenate all of this stuff into one large motion. Is that what you're saying?
Wait a sec.
Yeah, I think you should make Bill's second proviso. I heard you, Michael. Hold on one second.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this is just copying and pasting, so we may need to do a little more. The National Office shall adjust its budget cash flow to show the payment of past due pension contributions to current and former National Office employees, period. The Pacifica National Office shall prepare a contingency plan for the event of stations not paying central services per their budgets. So is that altogether it?
No problem. That sounds correct to me. Michael, you're up, and we are like seconds away from time, everybody. Go ahead, Michael.
Okay. Well, basically, we raised that last idea that the plan should be based on the experience of actual central services payments over the last 3 years as opposed to what's shown, which are accruals in the budget. In other words, right now it's showing KPFA at 34,666, you know, all year last year, and BAI at 16,890 all year last year, but they in fact did not pay that. So they should, somewhere in this budget it should show what was actually paid last year, so we have some basis on which to anticipate what might actually get paid this year.
I hear your point, Michael. Are you making a proposal, or are you just saying that should be addressed in the contingency plan?
The contingency plan should be based on what the actual payments were for the previous several years of special service payments.
Okay. I fear the contingency of that continuing to happen might put us out of business as an organization in the very near future. Any further discussion on this consolidated motion on the National Office budget?
Bill, the main reason I want to do this is just to make it clear or more explicit to the stations that there are serious implications of them not paying central services. So maybe we can get that in writing. Because they can't just ignore that.
Yeah, no kidding. All right. You all heard the motion? Is there any objection to the motion? Okay. We now have a recommendation on the National Office budget. We're on to the latest iteration of the WBAI budget. This was sent out yesterday. The version we are working from, you and Serene sent out identical versions, correct, Paul?
I believe we got them from the same source. I've looked at mine.
Okay. I just want to make sure we're not doing a
mine's
repeat.
Mine's from the general manager. I had to rename it because Yahoo will not allow that long file name to go up. Mine says
okay.
Version 3.
I'm looking at one that ends MVS 11.03.15.
Well, see, unfortunately, they all say that. Yes, they. The general manager has sent them out and hasn't changed the file name. So that may be exactly the same thing as WBAI Preliminary Draft FY16 Budget Version 3. If you'd like, I can actually determine that for you completely within mere seconds. And I can compare the file.
I'm sorry, Brian.
Hold on 1 second, sir.
Well, he's causing unnecessary confusion. I renamed the file when I sent it to the group. I named it 110315 when I sent it last night, yesterday afternoon.
That's right.
Well, somebody else is looking at it, some with something else in it, so. Who causes confusion around here and in the world?
Do we miss the latest version, that one that you added that to?
Yes.
They're probably both the same, I assume, but that's
well, have you compared the file sizes?
Well, it's balking right now. Let me
okay.
do this. Yeah, it's not file sizes. It's actually a SHA-256 hash.
Okay. Let's assume they're the same, and I'm sure if they're not, we will discover a discrepancy in the course of our discussion.
Yeah.
And you're calling this version 3?
My name for it is posted as FY16 Budget Version 3. WBAI Preliminary Draft FY16 Budget Version 3.xls.
Okay. So what this calls for is an increase in revenue over actuals of $132,000. That is about an 8% increase over fiscal year 2015. Calls for an increase in operating expenses of about $100,000 on net. And it creates a operating loss of $300,000 and a cash deficit of $326,000. That's with the budget accruing the full amount owed on the transmitter and rent. So are we to understand, Paul, that this is WBAI saying we can't be both realistic and break even?
Well, I can't speak to that because I haven't been able to speak to the general manager about this budget yet, but at a previous meeting when it had somewhat less of an operating loss, I guess you could interpret it that way. He says that's it. He said at a local station, local finance committee meeting that this was what he could do, and that if the committee, which meets like once every 3 weeks, wanted to, it could find a way to balance the budget, which, you know, isn't going to work because you have, 45 minutes left of the meeting. And so I think it might be interpretable that he's saying that. Now, I need to point out that a lot of our huge operation problem is Empire, and you know, if negotiations go well, things will look a lot better. They might possibly break even, but it's hard to tell because, you know, on the one hand, you're accruing a contractually obligated expense, and you keep accruing that. On the other hand, you have to look at it as what really might happen, because I think that if you take the full accrued expense of tower rent, yeah, you've got a $326,000 deficit. So I think that we maybe need to look at that and say, let's see what happens if we take out the differential in the tower rent and just see how that'll work out. And at that point, we're kind of, it is possible to break even. I have not spoken to the general manager about the increased revenue. And when we get around to talking about things like the on-air fundraiser, we could probably talk more about that. So I don't know about the increased revenue. We have a local finance committee meeting tomorrow night where I am hoping we'll get a few answers. So, you know, that's what I can tell you on this. In terms of reality, if you want to keep the accrual in there, yeah, you're going to have that big cash deficit. If you want to then say, however, if we look at it as a possible reality, there is an alternate. So, you know, which may break even if those revenue figures are real. So that's all I can really tell you, because we've sort of had some differences in the local finance committee regarding this, what we've seen of this budget, and you know, I also haven't spoken to the general manager about some details that need to be spoken about.
Okay, we'll take us back on BAI.
Bill.
We've got Bill. Who else?
Adriana, with a question first, a point of information.
I assume everybody has questions, Adriana. Bill, are you on with a question?
No, it's only because
yes.
I'm seeing something different with the one that I'm looking at. The version that you are looking, can everybody tell me what is in line 34, total operating expenses for 2015?
1,807,586.
Okay, then I have the wrong one. Thank you.
Tony?
Got you. Anybody else to stack?
Michael.
Got Michael. Anybody else? Okay, I'll throw myself on after Michael. Go ahead, Bill.
Okay, well, looking at the cash flow tab, for the tower rent expense, line 126, it looks like it's fully paid for 2015 and fully paid for 2016. So something's not right about that, because it's apparently just showing what's accrued rather than what's actually paid. And the cash flow should show what's actually being paid. And also for central services, it looks the same. And that's also in the cash flow tab line, let me find that again, 37 and 38. So I'm not sure what numbers are real. That again applies to 2015 as well as 2016.
I think in this template, Bill, that cash flow for prior years is not derived from actual cash flows.
Yeah, well, I guess what I'm more so worried about is next year. But if 2015 is looking like it was supposed to be for 2015, but there's no way of getting there, then I don't know. Is that is that going to mess up other things in the budget? I mean, it's great to forecast for full payment of all that. I just wonder if it can happen. I assume it can't because of that big deficit.
Right. Yeah, I'm not.
Which makes it sound like it's almost certainly not going to be paid, unless you can find $300,000 to cut out of something else.
Sorry, I'm. What line in the cash flow is the transmitter payment on, Bill?
Okay, that was down under programming 126.
Thank you.
And there's utilities for the tower 127. I assume they have to pay those to keep the electricity flowing.
I'm just trying to figure out how the cash flow shows the full amount but still keeps a positive cash balance for most of the year.
Right. That's not all of the year, but yeah, part of most of the year.
Paul, do you have any idea?
As I said, we have some. There are some perplexities in this budget, and we've been wanting to, you know, ask the general manager about some of this, and I'm hoping we can talk to him tomorrow night. there, you know, some of this has me scratching my head.
Oh, I see. It shows a starting cash balance on October 1st of $153,500. Did WBAI have that kind of money at the start of last month?
No, I could pretty much, without asking, I can pretty much guarantee you, you do not have that in bank. Our cash in bank is usually four figures.
And even with that, the cash balance is negative after March.
Starting in April.
Yeah.
Starting at the end of April, yeah. Okay, good question, Bill. Tony?
Yeah. Hello?
We can hear you.
Yes. Was this budget approved by the LSB?
No, the LSB has never seen it. It only has recently shown up in the local finance committee, and you know, we had some differences about it there, some of which I've sort of related. So no, the LSB has not passed it. The LSB has not even had it come to the floor.
Why hasn't it gone before the LSB?
Because if you look when I sent the first one of these, you'll see how late that came in, and it has not, it has simply never gotten to there. And we have not had a treasurer's report to bring it in. And, you know, basically the thing is, it's just a little late at this point in time. We have a meeting on the 11th, a week from tonight, for the LSB. You know, if people want the LSB to look at that, that'll be fine, but I can tell you that, you know, I don't think the LSB is going to cure this spreadsheet.
And who put this document together? Was the general manager involved in putting this document together? I assume...
What you have,
gentlemen.
Yeah. What you have before you right now, yes. The original came from Markeisha a few weeks ago. There was a second version, and that was you'll remember the version that had us coming in with $800,000 to the positive, and the general manager apparently didn't do anything with that one. The second one we've sent up before. That's version two. Version 2 had BAI coming in about $200,000 in the red, and now this is version 3 where we're $326,000 in cash operating in the red. So the general manager has had input to the last two.
Okay, and was the general manager supposed to be on the call tonight, or he wasn't ever expected to be here tonight?
Well, I did ask on the list if he should be here. We didn't get an answer. Brian, I wish he'd have said something, but I did ask him. I did already ask the general manager if he could make it tonight. I did not get a reply.
And this is to you. You're the treasurer. Did you come up with a version that didn't have the deficit?
Oh, no.
In this budget?
Again, one of our problems is we're not getting lots of information. And, you know, the general manager gives us some information, but we're not getting a lot of it. And so what he did was he gave me the first version of this budget, which was purely from Markeisha, and I immediately sent that to the NFC and looked at it. And, you know, you don't have to look very deeply to see that an $800,000 surplus is not going to be realistic. And so I have not, you know, that's what I've done with this budget so far, is say, this is a problem, there are problems with this, and handed it back to the general manager. And version 3 is the current result of that.
This is Serene.
Okay. No further questions for now. I mean, that's what's coming to it.
I heard you, Serene. Michael, you're next.
A couple of things. One is there's no allocation here for the 2016 board election. All the other budgets have expenditures in, June, August, or July, or September for the 2016 election. This is out of bureaus after the current cost. And personnel costs are like $100,000+ less And I don't quite see on the salary tab what was cut, but how they came up with that.
Adriana?
Sorry.
Okay,
heard you, Adriana. Hold on a second. I have myself on stack next to me. You're after me. Then I've got Adriana.
Okay.
So, first question, Paul. The budget figure for the October fund drive is a goal of $420,000 with 80% fulfillment. Do we know what the actual performance was?
Well, it's ongoing. And right now, as we're talking, I have gone in to update the spreadsheet I have on the current THON, and they hadn't updated it for a week. So I've been putting those numbers in, and I suddenly discovered they've got different numbers. So I'm reconstructing it right now. However, we do not need to reconstruct it very much because I can look into that in what I had already, and it is going into the tank badly. It's making, as of last week, it was doing about 7,500 a day, which is way under what it needs to be doing. I made an estimate on Monday that it was going to take, it would take like 288 days of pitching to meet the listener-sponsored number in this budget, which is obviously not going to work well. So the current THON is very much in the tank. If it comes in at 50%, it'll be lucky.
Second question, I guess, well, I have a pretty good notion, but we heard the same thing about maybe a transmitter deal happening a year ago when we were discussing WBAI's budget. Is there any reason to think that the Empire State Building is actually interested in putting a deal in writing?
Well, if you remember, we had some executive session discussions on this, and basically, the WBAI general manager is heading all of this. The other person who was familiar with it and had played some part in it was John Proffitt. So right now, the only person who could truly answer your question would be the WBAI general manager. I mean, I have, you know, basically he has said Pacifica is so full of leaks he doesn't want to let a lot of us know. So he and the executive director knew what was happening, and now the executive director, that executive director isn't here anymore. So that is the current status of this. I know pretty much what you know.
Okay. I guess I've got two major concerns. One is that the fundraising seems to be in free fall, right? From one year to the next, the revenues have dropped $800,000. And if the daily totals you gave us are correct, they're continuing to drop. The other is that the transmitter and utilities, the amount we're contractually obligated for, is now almost $700,000. That's like half of what WBAI could reasonably expect to raise in a year. I know we're getting to skate on the cash on the payments. My concern is that we're racking up an extremely large debt very fast, that the Empire State Building could call its chips on at any point in time, and that could just torpedo us as an institution.
Exactly.
And if they, you know, It seems to me that if they were interested in actually, out of goodwill, and love of WBAI, putting a deal in writing that would save us a lot of money, they would have found some way to do that, in the year since we last discussed this. Serene, go ahead.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I want to propose that we table this. I don't think there's much point in discussing it without the GM, and I saw no indication that he was invited. From what I gather from these calls, at the other stations, there's actually some, you know, useful collaboration between the treasurer and the GM in working on budgets. The GM, at least as had been the practice some time ago, was not primarily responsible for preparing the budget, for approving the budget, and for making adjustments to the budget, yes, but not necessarily preparing the budget. I think that began with the business managers. And we were told when that first product came out that there were, in fact, no expenses. The expenses had not been inserted. There have been several iterations. But the collaboration that I sense happens at other stations with treasurers and GMs is not something that I've seen any indication of at BAI over the past several years. So I would suggest that we actually table this until we can have information rather than, you know, performance.
Well, there's no motion to table at present. It's just discussion. We are past.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I think we're not getting anywhere with the discussion, because the answer is, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know, which is, you know, if you don't know, you don't know. But why are we wasting time framing questions to which we will not get answers tonight?
Okay.
Adriana?
Adriana asked to be on stack. We have arrived at time. I do think WBAI's budget is the single greatest source of risk to the foundation as a whole. I would like to entertain a motion to extend so we can continue the discussion, even if we only clarify our questions. I think that would be helpful. So does anyone want to make a motion for a specific amount of time?
Yeah. Adriana?
Yes?
I propose at least 10 minutes. I have some questions.
Okay, the motion is 10 minutes. It requires two-thirds. Does anyone object to a 10-minute extension? Hearing no objection, we're extended until 21 minutes past the hour. Adriana is next in stack. Go ahead.
Yeah, first of all, I want to confirm, because it's something that is not right here. You said WBAI preliminary draft FY16 version 3, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I go to line 34, total operating expenses, and you have FY2015, 1,707,000, and the total from 2016, 1,807,000. But I can go to what we received from the national office, and those numbers are not right. If you go to the preliminary, and you go to the AI, go to the same lines, and you see that the total for total operating expenses, it's so difficult to change from one to another. I cannot find it. It's 1,821,000 already. I mean, you have FY2015, 1,821,000 for 2015. Why the one that we are talking, your version, have 1,700,000 there for 2015? It's something, that's what I was saying previously, that one of the problems that when we try to compare, we have already from the national office certain numbers that are not reflected in the proposed budget. Then how can we compare? You have already, the national office said that you spend in that line $120,000 more than what you have in the proposed budget. How could that be?
Well, I guess we have to go and see who's getting the figures where, because you'll notice it says on cell AG34, that 1.7 figure is FY2015 projected. That tells me that, you know, it's projected. It's not necessarily written in stone or anything. And I have to say the national office figures, at least through from what I've seen, they have been kind of in different places too. We've had a lot of questions about some of these things at the local finance committee, and it's one of our difficulties is it's very difficult to pin down exactly what the money situation is. We get some information, and then we get more information, but there are differences in there. And this is an example. The whole thing is a large question on this. And, that's another one of those questions. Who put that exact number in, why, and what exactly are we basing all of this on? And how does the national office agree or disagree with that FY15 projection in that cell?
I'm sorry, Paul,
I don't think it's a mystery. Several stations have been through this. The months of July through September just have the figures from your budget for 2015 because no one pasted in the actuals.
Yes, and so we have these differences, but...
the actuals are what need to go into the document for comparison.
But what I'm saying is, according to the numbers from the national office, that till now, all that we checked till now are the more accurate, and it's already more than what you have proposed for 2016. You know?
Sorry. All right. That's a great point, Adriana. And Arpal, we know you're not responsible for producing the document.
No.
But you're here to catch the flack.
Yeah, I'm here to have...
Congratulations.
And someone's enjoying a performance, apparently.
Listen, what I put on the agenda for WBAI is the following, and I think we should discuss it. The National Finance Committee notifies the Pacifica National Board that WBAI is unable to generate a realistic budget that does not show a large deficit. I certainly don't think we can recommend this budget for approval in its current state. We're now a month into the fiscal year. And I don't know if it's possible for WBAI to balance its budget. I mean, if we're realistic about what WBAI's fixed costs are and what its fundraising capacity is, then we may have a problem that's bigger than anything that can be addressed through budgeting. And I don't think we should wait for an indefinite period of time while more communication happens around WBAI's budget, although I certainly encourage such communication. But I do think we as a committee should notify the Pacifica National Board that there's a big problem brewing here. That's my language, and I would take discussion on it. Go ahead, Tony.
Is this a motion on the floor?
Yeah.
Yes, it's the language in the agenda.
Okay, so yeah, I'm a...
Go ahead, Tony.
Yeah, I'm a little uneasy about this language about you essentially saying that BAI cannot come up with a budget, and I'm not necessarily sure about that because here's my concern. We knew about these issues with BAI for some time now, and we just had an executive director who just left, and I understand he went to New York. And I'm sure there was some assessment made by the executive director in the central office about what's happening
in New York and met with the general manager, and there's a business manager there, I think, with a young lady in Houston, and then we have the CFO, former CFO, and then we have the people in the national office. Now, here's my concern. Why isn't the central... We need professional counseling to go there in New York to assess that situation from a financial perspective and look at the options. And I'm not hearing that on the executive management level. And I'm a little disturbed by that. I mean, what was the last executive director doing when he went to New York? Was there not any recommendations coming out of those meetings about here's the status of the New York and its financial situation, and here are our recommendations? It's not just New York, it's other units too. We need some some of these managers and people in these stations need some professional assistance in terms of analyzing, coming up with alternatives. Clearly we know that these stations are losing revenue because of dropping membership. A lot of these people are in there over their heads and they don't know what options to deal with. They're not paying essential service simply because they choose not to and they're just being defiant and need to be punished. They don't have the money. They're barely trying to pay their payrolls and pay their rent and don't have enough money to do that, and they're not paying central services. So that's one of the reasons. So it's not like they're just doing this on their own accord. But my concern is when I don't hear any professionals going in there and assessing and studying the situation, coming up with recommendations, even from a budgetary perspective and a future perspective. I'm not hearing that. We just seem to bring these problems to the board. And we as a board, we are a policy body. We can't, there's a lot of things I don't know about the BAI to come up with the assessment that is just hopeless that we can't come up with a budget. I would like to know what the executive director did. I mean, I know he left, and I know we're supposed to do a departing interview, but he was there, and did he not have recommendations to solve what the issue is there? I mean, it's just like everything just kind of left hanging in the balance.
Barbara, for this stand.
So I'm just saying, I have problems with this language. I don't think we should give up on the budget. I think people are in over their heads in some of these stations, and they're not getting the professional advice that I think a central office or executive director should give them and advise them on how to get out of these problems. We need experts to go in and give us professional advice so we can look at alternatives. And I wouldn't give up to say they can't come up. I think they can come up with a budget. People may not like it. You may have to make some hard sacrifices, but I think they can come up with a budget. If the central office can go there, and I know we got a new interim executive director, we need experts to go in there and come up with options. Those are my comments.
Quick question, Tony. I heard you, Adriana. If we changed the word is unable and replaced it with has been unable, would that address your concerns?
It has been, but I don't want to give up on saying we can't do it. We can't do it, but yeah, I think that would come closer. Yeah.
Let me just ask about if it can avoid unnecessary controversy. Does anyone object to making that amendment before we discuss it further?
Okay, exactly. Has been, instead of is unable, make it has been unable?
Correct.
Did you hear it that I would like to be honest?
I did hear you, Barbara. I got you as well.
Right.
Is there any objection to that substitution? Okay, we'll continue the discussion. Barbara, you're next.
Well, I completely agree with what Tony just was talking about, and I'm impressed by the years that I've been the treasurer and in the thick of this stuff, the last 5 years, how crippled we are by all these interim and changing appointments and leadership positions. And so it makes me want to ask, where are we with the finding of a new ED? But that's kind of a side point at this time. I'm wondering if the professional advice, is there some way to make a stab at giving professional advice about the problems that these stations are having without having EDs and so on. For instance, does anybody think that the GMs meeting together, do they have the ability to come up with making proposals to the stations that are falling behind in their fundraising? It's just a thought. I feel as though we need to do something. And if that's something we can recommend or ask, a task force to form that's willing to make suggestions, and I don't just mean suggestions on what to cut. I think, for instance, John Prophet was here, and I think he probably saw a lot of problems. And, you know, nobody wants to tackle this kind of thing. This is a pretty big problem we have. So anyway, those are thoughts that I've had.
The GMs do meet every week from across the network. Adriana, you're next.
Can we ask them to do something, you know, like this?
I heard you, Bill. And we are past time, but I'm going to keep us going until someone insists we move on. Go ahead, Adriana.
Yes, I basically agree with what everybody else is saying. I mean, we are going to the stations. Some of them don't have enough guidance. Some of them don't have enough people to work on. What I don't understand, what I can see is we are wasting time because we are comparing something that means nothing, because not even the numbers that we are supposed to have in place are the right ones, even when the national office sends those. It means the problem is really serious, and we cannot put it totally in the stations, because it's true that they don't have the guidance, not only the guidance, but the continuity. I mean, in this same committee, I asked almost maybe 6 months ago, I asked for all the contracts and everything that we were talking about, the antenna and the transmission in WBAI, and I was told by that Mr. Prophet was in his way there, and he will bring us all of that. We don't have any of that. It's exactly the same thing. I mean, we are discussing something that doesn't have any basis. We are entertaining ourselves, talking about issues that we don't change. We pass provisos, we pass ideas that goes nothing. But that is why. It's not any solution, and I believe that what Tony said, it doesn't sound that fair that we just said, well, you are unable to do it. Because for what I can see, most of the units are unable to do a right budget. It's not only, obviously, WBAI is an extreme case and for what we are discussing now, but they don't have even the right numbers, the biggest number, the one that we already know that happened, they don't have it there. And what we are doing, keep discussing and wasting our time, would mean nothing. It's true that we need to do, like Barbara said, but that falls on the PNB. The PNB need to make a decision and really start governing the foundation. It's not any solution inside. We just give ideas here and there, but nothing happened. Nobody had the authority. People go there, have ideas, came back, don't give any reports. Doesn't matter. It's like we are all acting like it's not our money, because I'm sure that any of this that is happening in this foundation happened with our own money. We will not allow this to happen. But this is happening because, it's the foundation money. The things, I mean, people do the best that they can, but that is not enough. We are not governing the foundation. And this is the result. passenger.